scene that started behind me was actually about James Simon Nicol in a band that took him on Fairport Convention. A Muswell Hill became my musical focus. That's a little bit sad, sorry. Inconveniently, my parents had moved from Highgate by that point to the suburban wilds of Western, perilously close to the end of the Tube's northern line. The journey to band practice now involved waiting for buses that would sometimes never arrive. If I went to see The Who on a Tuesday night at the Marquee Club, I would watch the first set and catch the last train home. If I wanted to see the second set, I knew I'd have to walk home, and it was usually worth it. A distance of 10 miles on a school night. No wonder my grades were slipping. I would console myself on these strange and nocturnal journeys with thoughts of Percy Shelley, who, finding himself without the fare for the coach from London to Oxford one night, decided to walk. Distance of 55 miles. They walked more in those days. There is also the story of Johann Sebastian Bach walking 200 miles to another town to try out a new organ. 10 miles wasn't such a long way, and I broke it down into mile-long 20-minute segments to keep myself sane. The world is different at night. Inanimate things come alive. On one side is in the suburbs, I would often see